They rebels say, we have to learn actual Torah because Kila Kafnil Tsarno. The Gemara Mem Gimel Mem Beis has a discussion about what you do with a mace who is mutal b'chama, and it's bad for the mace, so you have to move the mace. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara about everyone agrees that to move the mace, the kikar or tinok is permitted. The shayla is, can you move the mace ayidei tiltum and atzad? Can you flip the mace mimita or mita? That's the pashtos. So the Gemara says that Rav asers ayidei tiltum and atzad, and lahalocha we paskin like Rav. Shmuel paskins that tiltum and atzad is going to be mutter. Rav says that it's aser ayidei tiltum and atzad. Tosfos over here, Dibur Maskil Dekuli Alma. Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Zok Tosfos. Mikan Nira. Nira Lavi, excuse me. Dekain Halacha. Midlokam at Kuli Alma. Lo Shmei Tiltum. Kagon Deloke Kiko Tinok. Ein Lo Ela Mita Achas. Tosfos says that we pass in lahalacha that tilto min hatzad is usher. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, who is mekal, is only because adam bohol al mesel. Right? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says that it's mutter when there is a fire. When there is a fire, that when you can be matzah amazement nehadalaika. So Tosfos says Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is only megal because adam bohol al meso. We're worried that you might extinguish it, and as Tosfos points out on mem dalet amud aleph in the little Tosfos, we're worried that you might extinguish it biyadayim. That means l'cha'ora. Just to pause here for a second, that Tosfos is telling me that Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is mako on moving a mace mipnei hadaleka ayidei tiltum and hatzat. Right? In other words, you have a fire and the mace is in the fire. Zok Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is mako, meaning he's mako ayidei tiltum and hatzat, right? The Tosfos is speaking within tiltum and hatzat. Is this correct, Shat and Tosfos Eli? And Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is mako ayidei tilto min hatzad b'makom deleika. Ordinarily, tilto min hatzad would be aser. Many of the Rishonim, however, comment, and you could see this in the Rush in Simin Yud Tes Befeish. Many of the Rishonim comment, it's the end of the Rush Simin Yud Tes. The Rush writes, Mashma the Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is only make on Totem and Hatzad. And that's what Rabbeinu Yona writes. Vilinere, five lines before the end of the rush. They came the time to Yehuda, Mito Shodom Bahala Meso, Lo Sharis Lesanach Buye, May High Time and Nine Sharin until to Gomor, Im Ein Lo Elo Mita Achas. Right? Zakt Taisvis, Zakt Ximi the rush, that the Savara of Yehuda ben Lakish of Adam Bohol al Meso. So therefore, we're even make on Tiltul Gomor, right? You don't need Tiltul Min Hatzad. Nafgamina is if you only have one bed. So therefore, according to the Rush, you're able to move the Nifter on one bed, Mipnei Hadzalaika. Nachon? Tosfos, I think, would disagree. Tosfos is saying that I'm only makel on Tiltum and Hatzad, Mipnei Hadzalaika. Tosfos is bringing up Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish in the conversation of Tiltum and Hatzad. Tosfos says, we pass in Tiltum and Hatzad, Shmei Tiltum. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is mekal Until Domin had said, Makom Hadalaika. If it's just that the mace is Mutar Bechama, still I'm not Makom until Domin had said. But now that there's a fire and Adam Bala Mace, I am Makom until Domin had said. That's what Taisus learns. But the Rush is saying, Nitazai. The Rush is saying that the Hector is even Tiltul Bigufo because of the Cheshash of Mitoch Adam Bohol Al Mesa. I'm just reading a Tosis, Ellie. Right? Ben, am I reading the Tosis correctly? You're shaking your head. You're saying, Schwartz, I don't want to start up with you. Like, I think that's what you're saying. You probably don't call me Schwartz, though, but that's a different story. Ah,
you're reading a Rush also.
I'm reading a Rush also, right? I'm reading a Tosis and a Rush, and I'm comparing and contrasting them. So far, Tosis says, I paskin Tiltum and Atzad Shmei Tiltum, with the exception of a mace, Bipnei Hadaleka, in that situation, I'll paskin that it's mutter to do Tiltum men Hatzad. Ad kan derea Tosis. So frek Tosis akasha v'kasha levi debereish kol hakelim pasuk rav Nachman k'rav Elazar ben Tadoi because savar lo shmei tiltum. There's a machlokes at the beginning of kol hakelim on kuf chaf gimel about if I have a pugla, right? If I have like a radish that's stuck in the ground, am I allowed to move that radish al yaday sticking a needle, a fork, something into the radish to get that out? The Gemara paskins that it's mutter. Paga shetomna b'teven v'charev shetomna b'gecholim, right? Rav Elazar ben Tadai omer tochvim b'kusha b'karka v'himina aros me'elehen, right? And that's because we pass in like Rav ben Tadai that totem and atzad lo shmei totem. So Tosis is, by the way, Akasha, that our Gemara holds totem and atzad shmei totem, kuf chaf gimel paskins totem and atzad lo shmei totem. Ellie?
Yeah, just on the point before, why would Tosis disagree with Rush? Like, why would Tosis disagree with the Rush that, I mean, Muksa presumably is their Rabbanan and we want to, we'd rather do the Rabbanan than the Raisa.
Yeah. So again, obviously, Tiltum Muksa is an Isser Drabbanan Chamor. That's what we pointed out. It was instituted in the days of David HaMelech already. It's a very old Isser Drabbanan. And it's so Chamor that we won't even permit Tiltum Begufay. Again, I'm reading the Tosis. I'm just saying, and this seems to be like a means, if not the mainstream Shita in Rishonim, it's a mainstream Shita. We don't pass in this way in Shin Yudav Sivches. In Shin Yudav Sivches, we have the Dinim of Mace. We don't pass in like the Tosis. I think we pass in like the Rush. Here's in Shin Lamed Hey, Ristin. That this we paskin that you're allowed to move the nifter even begufo. I think we paskin, but I have to look it up. I'm pretty sure we don't paskin like the Taisvis. Pretty sure. Really sure. Where's the case of if there's a fire? Where does the Behuv and Lachish come up? Aleph, it comes up in Shin Yunaf Sif Aleph. Is that true? Mesha Muta Bamakam Shiyari Mnehadalekam Haya Kikartina Batata Ayudehim, Enlo Kikartina, Mesha Shte Mitas Metalkam Ayadam, she is hakum mita mita, and have a tilt in that side. Im ain lo, lo zeb lo zeb, metatal tiltal gamur. Right? In other words, that we paskin like the Rush, not like Tysus. Shin yavsef aleph. We paskin, if you have a bed, use a bed. If you don't have a bed, even tiltal gamur. Right? Against Tysus. Ah. So Tysus, by the way, yastira though. Or gamar mem gimel me beis, paskin tiltal matzat shmei tiltal. The Gemara Kufchav Gimel Paskins like Reb Lozer ben Tadai, the Totem Atzad Lo Shmei Totem. And then Tosis says, I have a stira in Rav. Over here, Rav says Shmei Totem. In Perek Tolin on Kuf Mem Aleph, Amri Bey Rav, the yeshiva of Rav, says that Totem Atzad Lo Shmei Totem. That case on Kuf Mem Aleph is the case of Hakasha Gabe Hamita. Right? If you have a bed and there's straw on the bed and the straw is mukta, it says, Lo yina anenu biyodav mina ano begufo. And the Gemara says, Shmamina toto minatzad lo yishmei toto. The fact that I'm allowed to be mina ano begufo indicates that Tiltum Atzad lo Shmei Tiltum. So our Gemara has Rav saying Shmei Tiltum. Kuf Mem Aleph has Rav saying lo Shmei Tiltum. So Tosis is bothered by Yestira between Rav and Amri Bei Rav. Tosis points out there are many places in Shas where we ask Yestira. It's interesting. No, you shouldn't ask Yestira between what the Rebbe says and what the Talmud says. Right? Sometimes Talmidim misunderstand, but apparently Tosis says, no, I'm not nervous about that. So Tosis is bothered by these kashas again and again and again. And Tosis says that the case of Evan al Piachovis, that you are Mata al Tzida, if you have already the top of Memdal al Aleph, if you have a stone on a barrel, you tilt the barrel, that case is also a din of Totum and Atzad. I'm not moving the stone directly. Zoktois v'is, that case has to be b'sholcheyach, not b'meiniach, because b'meiniach becomes a bosses. And Tosis adds that since it's daito litlo b'shabbos, not lahanicho kol ha-shabbos, so therefore it's not a bosses. And the case on kufkof gimel also, the case of the radish in the dirt, it has to be that it's not a bosses, because your kavona was not to leave it there for the entire Shabbos. Let's just pause on this nakuda. Right? Tosis is saying that since it's daito litloi b'shabbos, your kavana is that it should not remain there the whole Shabbos. You have the radish, which is in the ground. Your kavana is to take the radish out. You leave the radish in the ground, l'cha'ora, as far as I understand, because before refrigeration, you don't want the radish to get ruined. If you have the radish in dirt or in cash or something, the radish will be protected. Since your kavona is that the radish does not remain there the whole Shabbos, therefore it's not a bosses, and that's why Reb Lozer ben Tadai is matir. That's what Tosfos says. In Shulchan Aruch, in the case of the radish, we give a different reason than Tosfos gives. Shulchan Aruch, in the case of the radish, we paskin. Where is this? This is Shin Yud Aleph Se'if Tes. Is that true? Let's take a look. In Shin Yud Aleph Se'if Tes, Peiros Hatmuna B'Tevenoi B'Kash HaMuktim. Right, you're allowed to take it out with the stick. And the Ramah writes in Se'if Ches, earlier, turn back to the Ramah, Shin Yud Aleph Se'if Ches, that Tilto Min Hatzad, the Tzayrat Tov HaMutter, we'll talk about that in a minute, is Mutter. Therefore, you have a radish in the ground, you could stick the fork into it and take it out. V'afilu hinichu shamim ba'od yom liyo sham kol ha-shabbos, de'ein ba'oichlem yishum basas l'davah ha'asar. The Ramah is arguing with Tosfos. Tosfos is saying over here And Tosfos says this more explicitly on Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that I'm only makel on the radish because it's hinicha sham amanas litzla. That you're specifying it should not become a basis. But the Ramah paskins that radishes don't become mukta. Ein ba'eichlin mishum basis l'davar ha'aser. That's the Lashon HaRamah against Tosfos, right? Ramah writes, even hinicha mi ba'ol yom li yosham kala Shabbos, it still is mutter. That's already interesting, no? Nachlok is Tosfos and the Ramah. Now, the Magen Avraham and the Taz understand that there is no categorical principle of Ein Ba'eichlan Mishum Basis. The Magen Avraham there, Os Chaf Gimel, Shin Yud Aleph Os Chaf Gimel, Magen Avraham writes that Basis means that the item is a base for the item on top of it. Basis means it's Mishamesh, the Davar Ha'aser. In our scenario, the cash, the offer, is Mishamesh, the Tzanon. Right? What do I want? I want to make sure that my radish doesn't get ruined. So the offer is to protect the radish. That's why it's not a basis. Because basis means that you're mishamish the davar ha'aser. Over here, the davar ha'aser is mishamish the davar ha'mutter. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. The Ar Sameach, however, in Perek Chafei of Shabbos, Halacha Tesvav, the Ar Sameach writes a different pshat, similar to an idea that we saw in the Chazon Ish in our youth, like 2 weeks ago or a week ago. The Ar Sameach says that categorically food cannot become a basis, because the yisoid of basis, Zokta Ar Sameach, is that you are makta daito minei. You are deciding you don't want it. There is no such thing. This is much the most yeshivish scar in Judaism, no? There is no such thing as being makta daito from food. Every yeshiva guy would eat anything at any time, right? I don't know if you guys remember in the old base medrash, right? You know, the in Fishel, there's a garbage. And on that garbage, the minig is that people leave leftover food.
It's the hefker table.
What?
It's the
hefker table. And you'll have a yeshiva guy who will mamish eat like a half of a Danish that's left over from 2 weeks ago shalashuddas. Right? You're
and
never...
moved it downstairs.
Huh?
Now it's just downstairs on the saints here.
Okay. But the point is that there's a yesod of... the point is that there's a yesod of the Ar Sameach that people are never maksadaitum from ochel. You always want the food. Therefore, food categorically can't become muktza, right? Didn't we speak about this way at the beginning of our sugyas about, I have to look back in my notes. I remember that we had a chazanish, but the sort of buses, I think this Ar Sameach is taking a stand on that issue. Okay? So now, the kitar ma'aseh, Tosfos says that you have to say, our krachacha, you have to say that the Gemara is talking about that it's not a basis. I still have my stira. On mem gimel, I pass in total matzad shmei total, but on kuf chaf gimel, kuf mem aleph, etc., I pass in total matzad lo shmei total. The omeri, di yesh l'chalik, the hocha ikir ha total l'tzorech meis, ולא דומי לכל הנוגו שעושה עיקר הטילטו לצורך קר וחובס ולא לצורך מאוס ואבן. And that's why we don't quote the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai and the Rabbanon. meaning, Zaktaisis, in the case on Kuf Chaf Gimel, Kuf Mem Aleph, in all the cases, let's talk about Kuf Chaf Gimel, it's the easiest case. I have a radish in the ground. Why am I taking the radish out? I'm taking the radish out of the ground because I'm hungry. I want to eat the radish. So my kavone is l'tzorech davar hamutter. Toto min hatzad l'tzorech davar hamutter is permitted. But in our Gemara, I say that toto min hatzad is osir, because in our Gemara, I am talking about toto min hatzad l'tzorech the mace. I don't want the mace to be masriach. No? It's not covered hames. I'm moving the mace, mimita lemita, flipping it over. Rav says that's usher, because that's totum and atzad l'tzorech davar ha'usher. But totum and atzad l'tzorech davar hamutter is mutter. That yesod is found by Tosfos. This yesod from Tosfos is quoted in kim'at all the Rishonim. The Ran on Chofa Mibbeis B'daperif. By the way, gentlemen, we're going to have to stop in like a few minutes just because I have to be home when my son gets back from yeshiva. But Tosfos is your soul that there's a difference in Totum and Atzan and Tzorach Dava Ha'aser. And Totum and Atzan and Tzorach Dava Ha'mutter is quoted in the Ran. It's quoted in that same Rosh in Simin Yud Tes. B'haskolas Divrei HaRosh. He notes that there's a difference between Tzorech Dover Ha'oser and Tzorech Dover Hamutter. Dao Karchacha, Tzorech Lecha, like Binyan Toto Matzah, Dacha Sover Rav, Dishmei Toto, Kamper Tolen, Lo Yishmei Toto, etc., etc., etc. So Tosis, so the Rush answers. The low dummy total the hochelish are total the total the hochevelitzorech hamase sheasal ataltelo. Right, Tosa says that if the total is litzorech hamase, it's usher. In other cases, total minatzad is mutter. If it's a tzorech, the davar hamutter, and that's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Aleph Seif Ches. Total minatzad litzorech davar hamutter is mutter. Therefore, it's known, which is Taman Ba'aretz Umiktsas Olav Megulim. Litznayin is in the ground, and some of its leaves are open. Some of the leaves are uncovered. So then you're allowed to take it out because your kavana is Litzayrech Dover Hamutter Litzayrech the Radish. Why does it have to be that some of the leaves are uncovered? You get an impression that if the Tznayin is completely covered, it's usher to take it out with the what are we going to call the kush? Like a needle something, right? If it's fully covered, it's usher. Frek the Magen Avraham in Seif Tes, when the tznayin is in Tevin, it sounds like it's even covered completely, and it's mutter. What's the difference? So the Magen Avraham answers that if it's in dirt, it looks like you are making a hole in the dirt. Straw has lots of space between the pieces of straw, so it doesn't look like you're making a hole. If it doesn't look like you're making a hole, right, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a nice clape, no? Dinirek oseguma. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Mishnah Berurah os clape. The Yesh Mekilin al Yedei Chivas Kash, because it doesn't look like making a hole. If it's like a tiny Zach and it will get filled in right away, that's going to be Mutter, that's a, etc. That's the second opinion the Magen Avraham. So, because I'm Asa, I Paskin, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Tiltum and Atzad the Tzarech Dover HaMutter is Mutter. Tiltum Atzad Mitzarech Dover HaAsr is Asr. So am I allowed to, if I have Muktz on the table, the Pashtus and Tiltum Atzad is I use a Dover Shal Heter to move it. So if I have mukta on the table, am I allowed to take a fork and move the mukta? That's a shaila of whether totem and atzan nutzorech makoma was mutter. It's not zorech gufo. Tzorech gufo means I want the pugla, I want the tznon. It's not nutzorech the mukta. It's nutzorech the makom. Because I don't want to sit at a table where you have pistachio shells. It's a little disgusting to sit there, no? So can I move it? So the Mishnah Berurah is make on that. Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch is machmir. That's totem atzan nutzorech makoma. But the fundamental yesod of Taisus is mikubal, that there's a difference between nutzorech davar ha'asur and nutzorech davar ha'mutter. But we're going to have to figure out what's called davar asur, what's called davar ha'mutter. Sweeping. When I have dirt on the ground, am I allowed to take my broom and sweep the dirt away? I'm using a davar ha'mutter to move the muktzah. Why am I doing that? I'm doing that letzorech. Letzorech makomo to some extent, or letzorech that it shouldn't be yucky. Letzorech makomo usually means I want to use the area where the muktzah is. Right? The dirt on my floor. It's not, again, there's a different isser on sweeping on Shabbos if Shin Lamed Vav. I think Shin Lamed Vav, Shin Lamed Ches. If the floors in your community are not paved, if you have dirt floors, it's a gazeri, you're not supposed to sweep because it looks like you're going to be mashed by gumbos, no? It looks like you're going to be in violation of some davar. Of what's it called? Mash vegumais, it looks like it's going to be bona, etc. Shin lamed zayin. Asur l'chaber habayis. Ela imken akarka merutzaf. Right? Yesh machmin afir b'merutzaf. V'chein ohagin ve'ein l'shanos. Miwai de'akum it's mutter. Right? But if it's in a makayim, where all the floors are merutzaf, it's going to be okay. So we're passing sweeping as mutter. Nishala tasha ela. How can sweeping be mutter? Aye, it's total mukta. It's total mukta. Total menatzad. Teretz is, it's a type of total menatzad that's mutter. L'chayra, that's because that's a total menatzad, but tzorech mekomo, or letzorech. What? Is that letzorech mekayman? Because I don't want the item there. In the Shemesh Haskel Chasr, Shlom Zaman Arbach Paskins, let's say I have a hammer that's left on my Shabbos dining room table. And people are going to come over. And it's a bazillion that you have a hammer on your Shabbos table. Can you move the hammer? It's a klish amlach to le'isser. Letzorech, getting it out of your way. Is that called Sorech Mekomo? Shlom Salman is Mekom. It would seem that the din of sweeping is exactly like that, no? It's not the paradigmatic Sorech Mekomo that I want this area. I'm not going to use that chelik of the table, but it's Sorech Mekomo insofar as I don't want the eyesore of having a hammer on my table. I don't want the eyesore of having the schmutz on my floor. Right? If I paskin, that's mutter, in Shin Lamed Vav, which I paskin, that means I treat it, I think when I was a counselor, I'm a Rishab Kolal, I think the counselors used to say chaburas, no? So I think this is one of the first chaburas I gave, was on this topic. I have to find my notes. I had a notebook that year, I'm pretty sure this is like one of the first chaburas I gave. Was on this topic. That what must have been 25 years ago, something, when I was a counselor in Rosh HaKalal. But were you there 25 years ago? You probably weren't even born. Hey.
I was born that summer.
You were born that summer. Okay. But you weren't in camp. That precocious, you weren't.
Maybe I was there, even though I wasn't born yet.
You were there, even though you weren't born. Okay. We were all at Har Sinai together in Kayadua. The Mukam of Har Sinai is somewhere near Lake Como.
Where we have the horses now.
We used to call this area Har Elohim, Har Hashem, something like that. But the point is that Tosus is Yisod, that Toto Min Hatzad, Tzorech Ufo, Toto Min Hatzad, L'Tzorech Tova Mutter is Mutter, L'Tzorech Tova Osir is Osir, is Mekubal. But we'll have to work out the details as to what's called Tzorech Tova HaMutter and what's called Tzorech Tova HaOsir. Right? So we spoke about sweeping a little bit. Well, what I'd like to do tomorrow, Rabotai, is I want you to read the Rush, Simin Yotes, carefully. Read the Ran, Daf Chof HaMebeis, carefully. Compare it and contrast it to Tosfos. And then, if you are in a good mood, you should look at the Chazon Ish, Simin Mem Zayin, Os, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And there's an essay that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichrono Livracha, published in the back of the Shmir Shabbos. An essay about Tilto Min Hatzad and Tilto Begufay. And this is something that Rabbi Tsarfati pointed out to me many years ago. I think we learned Shabbos together, actually. He pointed this essay out to me. So maybe read that essay. And then Yiddishkeit might be perhaps complete. Okay, Chevra, have a wonderful day. And Zeige benched.